It's always difficult to talk about where a book came from. It's never a straight line, but you're always asked and you have to come up with an answer. And so after we were in galleys with this book, I started to think, okay, let me go back. And I went back through all my notebooks and notes and started to think, where did it start? And so much of this book for me comes from two things. One, how furiously I wanted and needed to read when I was a kid. I was very fortunate in that I had a mother who read to me and a brother who read to me, but I was desperate to be able to do it myself. And at that point, we didn't learn how to read until first grade. You weren't taught. I think now you're taught in kindergarten. So I went off to first grade thinking, you know, that I was going to learn how to read on the first day. And not only did that not happen, but I struggled to learn how to read. We were being taught with phonics, and phonics made no sense to me. And I was at wit's end, and I remember coming home from school and weeping to my mother because this thing that I wanted so much was right within my reach, but yet it was ever receding because I couldn't untangle the phonics. And I said, I don't understand what they're talking about. And my mother, in her straightforward, no-nonsense way, said, you know, well, for the love of Pete, calm down. You're smart. There's got to be a different way to do it. You're good at memorizing things. And so what she did was she just made me a bunch of flashcards with words on them. Every day I would come home from school and my mother and I would go through the flashcards. And she taught me how to read that way. And I felt that once I could do that, I felt that anything was possible. And also I felt like I was myself, which is still the way I feel, but that's when I'm most myself, is when I'm reading.